This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to giveth me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the Eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen?
The enemy is always seeking to take us out of the posture of submission and reverence unto the Lord God Almighty as we seek the Lord in prayer. As citizens of the kingdom of God, we must walk in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We must embrace our identity as a spiritual king in the kingdom of God, given the authority and dominion by the Lord Jesus to reign and build his kingdom in this earth realm. Intercessors, before entering into your sphere of influence in the spiritual realm, be sure to take authority over the enemy. How do you do that? Bind the enemy from hindering and locating you in the realm of the spirit. Loose the precious blood of Jesus to build your hedge of protection. Loose and bind according to Matthew 18:18, and close the hedge of protection in prayer, confessing any of your sins, applying the blood, This scripture is located in Job 1:10. Never enter war without the blood of Yeshua covering you, hiding you, and protecting you. Enter into his presence by way of the blood. Amen. I pray Jehovah Gabor, the man of war, continue to strengthen you as you carry out your earthly assignments seated in heavenly places.